Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Republicans appear set to possibly win control of both chambers of Congress, though the majority for the House of Representatives has yet to be determined. If they do, it will give Republicans sweeping powers for the first time since 2017 to push through a broad agenda that also includes spending cuts and energy deregulation.
Let me also express my tremendous appreciation for Susie and Chris.
President-elect Donald Trump named Susie Wiles, the manager of his victorious campaign, as his White House chief of staff. On Thursday, she would be the first woman to hold the influential role. Wiles doesn't have much federal government experience, but she has a close relationship with Trump and is credited with bringing discipline to the campaign. European leaders on Friday gathered in the shadow of Donald Trump's election victory and said they agreed on the need to take more responsibility for their security and rely less on the United States. The future of Ukraine aid is among major questions facing the EU after Trump's win, with the region struggling to put on a united front with its two biggest powers, Germany, whose government just fell apart, and France, politically weakened. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban made no secret of where he stood on Ukraine on a radio show on Friday. The Americans will quit this war. First of all, they will not encourage the war. They will not say that war is a good thing. People say many things about Donald Trump, even those who do not like him, but nobody doubts one thing, which is that he will not start a war. Trump's relationship with many of his European peers was rocky for much of his first term. Since then, he has said he would not defend European allies unless they meet NATO targets on defense spending, expressed skepticism about the scale of U.S. support for Ukraine, and has proposed tariffs on imports that would hurt European manufacturers. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office said Friday nearly 70% of the fatalities it has verified in the Gaza war were women and children. Ajith Sanghe, head of the UN Human Rights Office for the Occupied Palestinian Territory.
We have been verifying the personal details of those killed in Gaza by strikes, shelling, and other conduct of hostilities. Of those fatalities, we have so far found close to 70% to be children and women, indicating a systematic violation of the fundamental principles of international humanitarian law, including distinction and proportionality.
The report detailed a vast array of violations of international law, warning that many could amount to war crimes, crimes against humanity, and possibly even genocide. Israel has insisted that its operations in Gaza are targeting militants, but Friday's report stressed that the verified deaths largely mirror the demographic makeup of the population at large in Gaza, rather than the known demographic of combatants. Amsterdam police say that 5 people were hospitalized and 62 arrested after authorities said anti-Semitic rioters attacked Israeli supporters following a soccer match. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Rioters actively sought out Israeli supporters to attack and assault after a soccer match, Amsterdam authorities say, as Israel sends planes to the Dutch capital to fly fans home. The violence was condemned by the leaders of both the Netherlands and Israel as anti-Semitic. A statement issued by the Dutch capital's municipality, police and prosecution office say that the night after the Europa League game between Ajax and Maccabi Tel Aviv was very turbulent, with several incidents of violence aimed at Maccabi supporters. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal judge has struck down a Biden administration policy that aimed to ease the path to citizenship for some undocumented immigrants who are married to U.S. citizens. AP correspondent Donner Water reports.
U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker ruled Thursday that the Biden administration overstepped its authority by implementing the Keeping Families Together program and had stretched the legal interpretation of relevant immigration law, quote, past its breaking point, end quote. Barker had put the program on hold in August, days after applicants had filed their paperwork, and Republican attorneys general from 15 other states filed a legal challenge, accusing the Biden administration of bypassing Congress. I'm Donna Water.
Mozambique's largest hospital said on Friday that at least 3 people were killed and 66 injured during clashes between police and protesters the previous day over a disputed election. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.